This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Now, Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome. I think we have a blockbuster of a show today. We have Doug Ford coming up at 12:35. And before that, we have the runner-up. Christine Elliott, for most of the race, was considered the front runner. She had left a very important job as patient ombudsman to take a third run at the top job and ended up losing very narrowly. At first, Christine vowed to contest the results, but she conceded about 24 hours or so later, and she now says she is committed to running. She joins me. Christine, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Libby. Thank you.
This was a very close and tough loss, I would imagine.
It was, but in the system that we have, it's the point count that matters per riding, and we came very close, but just not quite.
Do you regret yours was the only camp that didn't agree for an extension of a week? Do you regret that now?
No, I think that the system that we have, this is the first time we had done something like this, and it wasn't perfect, but on the plus side, we did have over 60,000 members vote in this election, which just shows the degree of interest and anticipation that there was there, and how many members are so concerned that we get moving and win the next election.
Doug Ford said some very tough things about you, even though you are friends, but have you put that all aside?
Of course, yes. I know how things go. I've had experience with these leadership races, and I know that things are said that that people don't mean. And Doug and I were friends before, and we're still friends now.
I'm curious. I mean, you know, that's not the first time I've seen that in politics. And it seems to me that when those things happen in, let's call it real life, it takes a lot longer to heal those things and to forget and to put them aside and to work together again or be friends again.
Well, Doug and I both know that we have such a short time between now and the general election. There's no time for hurt feelings or anything like that, that we need to unify the party and to move forward. And we're both set on doing that. So I think that what might normally take a longer period of time, we both realize we don't have the luxury of that time.
And did you have any conversation at all, assuming that your party gets elected and you both get elected, of what kind of a role you might play?
No, I just told Doug that I would be happy to serve as a candidate and to work with him on his team and to secure victory. I think that's the biggest thing that both of us want. And frankly, I think a lot of the province wants. They want to see us pull together, get our campaign team ready, and go out and win a majority PC government in June.
I'm going to be talking to Doug shortly, and we've been hearing that he's at least going to tweak the platform, if not change it. Is there anything that you especially want to see in a re-energized PC platform?
Well, I know Doug is very much a fiscal conservative, as I am, and we want to make sure that we don't make promises to people that we can't keep fiscally. So I know that that's going to be top of Doug's mind as he works on the platform. So I was certainly very happy with what we talked about in health, but that will be up to Doug to decide.
So you're talking about what was in the People's Guarantee in terms of a focus on mental health?
Yes, on mental health and addictions, and also on more long-term care beds, because there are many, many thousands of frail elderly seniors who are either still at home with minimal home support or are in hospital, not because they need to be there, but because there isn't a place for them to go to. So I know that from my previous job as patient ombudsman, that that is a pressing need.
And we know that very well from our work here at Zoomer. It seems, though, to be such an intractable problem that we've seen Band-Aids for. I mean, do you have a thought on how to get a handle on this, I guess, and within a certain budget as well? I mean, it just seems to be getting worse, and I don't know, I haven't seen anything that looks to be a reasonable place to start a solution.
Well, I think it ultimately depends on priorities for government. This Liberal government is spending money right now on getting people to vote for them and projects here and there that they hope will attract voters. I think the responsible thing to do is to address the real needs that are out there. And I know that the need for long-term care beds across the province is urgent and a real priority.
In the leadership race, there was a surprisingly strong showing by social conservatives, and it seems pretty clear that those votes going to Doug are what put him over the top. Is that going to change the nature of your social platforms? You've talked about reviewing the sex ed curriculum, and Doug even looked into the possibility of changing some of the rules around abortion.
Well, I guess that will be something that Doug, I'm sure, will be speaking with caucus and candidates about to get their views of where to go with that. And I think it's very early to say right now what direction that will take.
Uh-huh. And, you know, you and him together, you're considered to be much more of a moderate red Tory type. He's, I guess, people love him or hate him with not a lot in between. How do you think that will play out in the election?
Well, I think that certainly will be a good team. Some say sort of yin and yang. But I think that I certainly admire Doug's fiscal conservatism. I certainly share that. And I'm sure that we will agree on the other issues as well.
Do you consider that to be a threat? The polling that we've seen recently shows that while people would still vote for the party, a lot of people disapprove of Doug or they're very nervous about him. What's your take on that?
I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I know that Doug is certainly... he has his own views, but he also is certainly ready to discuss his views with other people, too. And I have no doubt that decisions will be made with the whole team in place.
How close are you to deciding where you might run?
I'm very close. I'm looking at two or three ridings right now, and I hope to make a decision within the next few days. It certainly has to be a good fit. They have to want me. And it has to be a place where I feel that I could make a good contribution representing the people who live there.
Is one of those places St. Paul's?
Not likely.
Not likely?
No. I'm looking at several other ridings.
Uh-huh. Would it be like right in Toronto, or is that kind of risky?
It perhaps might be. I just can't discuss the specifics right now, but there's a couple I have my eye on.
Okay. Christine Elliott, anything else you would like to leave us with?
No, I think it's just that I'm looking forward to serving. I'm looking forward to running as a candidate. It's great to be back on the team, and I'm going to do to work very, very hard to make sure that we can elect a progressive conservative government in June, because I don't think people can afford another four more years of the Wynne Liberals.
Okay. And Christine, I hope you'll come back to be a guest on the show, but also we're affiliated with CARP. We will likely have events, and I hope we can count on you to come back for that.
Absolutely. I would love to, Libby. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. We have time for one call before the break. Keith in Stouffville. Hello, Keith.
Oh, hi, Libby. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Doing good. I just wanted to comment, you know, to Christine. I'm glad she's back on the team and that she's going to probably, you know, it's a good balance that Doug, and I'm sure he's going to listen to people because, you know, this is sort of new for him, too. And it's good, you know, that Christine is back, and I hope she, you know, gets in the cabinet somewhere, and I'm sure she will.
Well, she's got to find a riding, get nominated, and win first.
Yeah, that's for sure. And then one thing I was going to mention to her, too, if I was talking to her, that, I was the one that talked to you, Libby, before about not getting our thing for voting, and I didn't get mine at all, my paper. My wife got hers, but she didn't get her number, and she was going to vote for Christine, and I was going to vote for Doug Ford. But I'm sure there was lots of people that didn't get to vote, and who knows what would have happened in the race if they would have let that go another week. I don't know if the judge would have changed his mind if Christine were, also, you know, all four candidates wanted to go a week. So that was a good question you asked, and she answered it anyway. So.
Well, yeah, I suspect maybe she does regret that. But anyway, it's done for now. Keith, thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Libby. Bye.
Okay. We are moving right along. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to the other side on this. The Liberals, Deb Matthews, is going to be with us. They, of course, have a very different view of the Conservative platform. We'll be taking your calls on that as well. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.